Yeah. I can't even get in it. Trying to get in right now. Jeremiah, this is Tom Snyder at the Auto Corral RV in Mesa, Arizona.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. Brian, I think, was his name.
Yes.
Contacted us about trying to set us up as a RV dealer with you guys.
Yeah,
and
what was he?
I've been playing phone tag with him for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
So what was he mentioning to you? Let me see if I can clarify some things here.
Well, he just said that, let's see, that you guys lend on recreational vehicles,
mm-hmm.
and that you go fairly deep on credit scores. He said 590, which I know is probably an automatic turndown, even though you say that, on an RV especially. So, but I just wondered what your criteria was and what it takes to become a dealer for you guys, if it requires a bunch of hoops to be jumped through, or and
well,
what you know. Go ahead. I'm with Bank of the West. I'm with U.S. Bank, and I'm with Ally Bank. And Bank of the West is our flooring source. So, if you know a lot about the RV industry, there's not too many dealers that Bank of the West floors for. You got to be dipped in gold to have them floor for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we do. Now, are these people that are buying the RVs from you? Are they just regular consumers? Are they businesses that purchase RVs?
It's consumers.
Okay.
I've never been able to get a business finance through with an RV. And if you guys do it, you'll be the only ones that I know of that do.
Yeah, we are. In fact, that's all we deal with is businesses. So unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to do not a normal consumer. But if it's a business, we can absolutely do it from A to D credit. We're able to help out. In fact, there's really no specific requirements to set something up like that. I would just send you some applications. And if you know somebody, let's say they have a business and their personal credit isn't that great, we can run it through their business and get them.
Well, that's amazing, because that's not why I was calling you. I've got a customer, a normal customer, that's their 670s, and U.S. Bank won't touch anybody, or Bank of the West, or Ally that's low of 690.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, their credit is 678 or something like that. So it's not terrible,
mm-hmm.
but they're not a business. But I do have a gal and her father that have been trying to buy a toy hauler from me,
mm-hmm.
and they are kind of adamant about putting it in the business name, and I don't know if it's because of credit history or they just feel that their accountants told them that that's what they have to do for write-off. I don't know.
So, I've done that many times for customers.
Yeah.
For
how do you pull a Dun & Brad or something? How do you get credit on a?
We just pull through Experian. We go through Experian. That's the only report we pull, and then we have we just kind of determine which program is the best fit for them. We have multiple programs here, but it's only for businesses. So, the last business I approved, the guy's personal credit was like a 595.
Uh huh.
So it's going to be a little bit more in interest, right? But
sure.
They're not going to be able to get approved anywhere, and we can get them on a good term here, close to 5 years.
So 5 is the max.
5 is generally the max. Sometimes I can, get a little bit longer than that. It just depends if their credit's not that great.
You don't do 84 months or 120 months or anything like that.
No, we don't.
Yes, with the RVs, the 5-year term, I mean, I know that a lot of businesses probably no big deal, but most of these people, they're used to 20-year financing on RVs, and you know, 15 is on the light side for term, and 5 years probably would make it prohibitive for most people. But I'll run it by these people.
Okay.
And I think they've got good credit. I think their accountant or somebody has told them you need to do it this way.
How much is the trailer that they're looking at?
Yeah, I think they're going to be financing under $35,000.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can do it under their business for 5 years, and it's not going to be...
Yeah, they might be able to afford that, so I'll run it by them.
Yeah.
Now, if they're in agreement with stuff like that, can I just have them call you direct and you do everything over the phone, or...
Absolutely, and then I have your contact info, and I can just get all the information for the equipment and the invoice from you, and then we can just work with you and send you the money once everything's good to go.
All right, Jeremiah, let me talk to them and see if they can handle a 6 month payment.
Perfect. Yeah, and just give them my number. Just let them know, and just tell them to let me know that Tom referred them, and I'll take care of them.
All right, brother.
All right, appreciate
where
you.
Where are you at? Are you in Cardiff by the sea, or where are you at?
Yeah, well, we're in La Jolla, California.
Yeah, I've been to Cardiff before, and years ago,
right?
I can't even remember where the hell it's at. Is it up by the golf course up there by Pebble Beach?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah.
I was stationed at Fort Ord back in right way before you were born, 66, I was there.
Right on. How many years did you do?
I just did two. I got drafted during Vietnam, so I was. I spent probably 3 months in Fort Ord. They sent me there for finance, payroll, and you know, I became a in and out processing manager. So I got a call coming in, buddy. If it'll work, I'll have them call you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom.
All right.
Bye.